We're speaking with Deb Paquette, who's the superintendent of the Bloomingdale Public Schools in Van Buren County. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for reaching out.
The state has closed in-person instruction in all of its K-12 schools, including obviously Bloomingdale, and shifted to online instruction. How has that been going in your district?
Well, in our district, we have some challenges as far as online learning just because of our rural nature of our district. So we have connectivity issues in some of my more rural areas in my district. One thing that's important to note is that we are prohibited during the closure from requiring online activities. So the online activities or, the work bags that are going home, those are all enrichment or optional activities. So we cannot require online learning for our K-12 public schools.
And so what's the workaround then? For those students who are not able to get online?
Well, we are using, we can't have the students come in at all on school property. We've had a very generous offer from Bloomingdale Telephone Company to put some remote, some additional Wi-Fi connectivity spots, hotspots and stuff in our parking lots, but we can't have the kids on site. So we're not able to take advantage of that. And our workaround is we're doing food delivery Monday through Thursday, so we can send packets of stuff home for kids to do. And some of the challenges with online learning, it's more difficult if you don't have a laptop, a desktop, a Chromebook, something like that. But most kids can access their email and do some Google Classroom stuff through their phones if they have phones. So as long as they're able to get on their phone or get on Facebook, they're doing some of their lessons through Facebook Live. So that's kind of how we're working around it. It's not ideal. We do have a small percentage of our families that we just can't reach, but then we're doing other things with enrichment activities that we can deliver on our bus routes when we're delivering our food, because we're doing door-to-door delivery with our food. We're not doing pickup sites. We have pickup sites as well, but all of our bus riders are getting food delivery right to their normal bus route pickup stops. So then we can deliver work that way if we need to as well.
What kinds of enrichment activities are you sending to the students?
Right now, we haven't sent anything yet because it's just the first week. So right now, this week, we've spent time trying to identify which families are having challenges. Our teachers just started making contact with their students on Wednesday. So we haven't sent anything home yet through our bus routes. Right now, we're still just trying to determine who needs what at this point. And like I said, our teachers just started coming in on Wednesday mornings to prep materials for their students. So we haven't done anything yet as far as sending stuff home. We're just in the planning stages of that.
Is your teaching staff able to reach out to at least some of the students, talk to them on the phone, online in some way to help maintain that relationship?
Yes, absolutely. We are able to reach roughly 70%, a little bit more than 70% of our families, and that's what our teachers are doing. Our 7th through 12th grade students all have Gmail accounts, and our teachers are emailing them. Our 6th graders participate in Google Classroom, and our K-5 students, their teachers, because we had a week ago where we were still in session, our K-5 teachers were able to work really hard to get a couple weeks worth of enrichment activities sent home to their students when they left school last Friday. And then most of our teachers, we have building Facebook pages, and teachers are posting links to activities on Facebook pages. Teachers are reading books aloud on our Facebook pages. And several of my classroom teachers have their own classroom accounts. We also at our elementary buildings use Class Dojo. So that's how our teachers are communicating with parents directly. That's the directive that we've given our teachers. Just use the normal communications that you normally use. We have several of our teachers use the Remind app to communicate with parents. And most of our families have mobile devices. Not all of them have desktops or laptops. So we do things like the Remind app and attach links there. And so that's pretty much what we're doing.
Of course, everyone wants to know when this is all going to be over and things are going to go back to normal. That's very much an open question at this point. There's got to be some concern about despite all the efforts to reach out and keep students engaged, there's got to be a concern that this is going to affect their education.
Oh, absolutely. We do have those concerns. We are hoping for some support from the state with connectivity. If we were to have to move to a full online learning module, like we know Western has done, all of the colleges have done that. My son is doing that in college. We do have AT&T that's offered to help. Verizon has offered to help. Bloomingdale Telephone Company would help us if needed. So if we experience a longer closure, the Van Buren County superintendents had a Google Hangout meeting this morning that lasted about an hour and a half, and we're starting already to plan if that happens. There's a lot of things to take into consideration when you move to that type of requirement. You're then obligated to make sure that all of your students have access, and then you have a FAPE obligation for your special education students and students with 504 plans. So it gets a little bit more complicated in being able to make sure that we meet those needs when we're still in a quarantine situation.
There's this phenomenon that's been known for a while called the summer slide, where students sort of lose their edge academically because of the regular summer break. Is it possible that we could have a pandemic slide?
Well, it's certainly possible. I think it would just depend on how long the closure lasts. And I feel really good about what our parents are willing to do to help their children and to work with us. So, but yes, of course, we are concerned about a pandemic slide, certainly.
And as we wrap up here, is there anything you wanted to add that we haven't touched on yet?
No, other than just to say, I think that just after my meeting this morning with my other Van Buren County superintendent colleagues, I feel in this uncharted time that all of the superintendents and administrators and teachers and staff are working really hard to meet the needs. One of my colleagues said, right now we're meeting the needs day to day, but we need to start planning for what those needs are longer term, like what you had mentioned, the pandemic slide. So I think my biggest concern is I would hope that our governor would work with the Betsy DeVos and her staff in making sure that our students aren't required to take state assessments in the spring over material that we have not had time to cover. And I'm hoping for some relief there, as is, I think, most of the superintendents. That's a big concern. We're supposed to start state assessments right when we return from spring break, and we will have been off for 4 weeks with no prep time leading up to that. So I think those are some of our biggest concerns at the moment. I think that's about it.
We've been speaking with Deb Paquette, who is the superintendent of the Bloomingdale Public Schools in Van Buren County. I know it's an awfully busy time for you, even having to work from home, but thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for reaching out.